This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. At least four civilians were killed Saturday as Venezuelan security forces clashed with demonstrators at the border with Brazil over deliveries of humanitarian aid. Troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro violently drove back the convoys. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Maduro is also angry with Colombia's support for Guaido. He says he's cutting ties with his neighbor and gave Colombia's ambassador and consular staff 24 hours to leave Venezuela. Leaders of Venezuela's ruling Socialist Party called Guaido's aid effort a veiled invasion backed by Washington and insist that the U.S. should instead help Venezuela by lifting crippling financial and oil sector sanctions. After Saturday's violence, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's aides say he plans to meet with Guaido for the first time on Monday in Colombia. Officials said Friday if the aid convoy was turned away, Pence was ready to ratchet up tough U.S. sanctions even further to try and cut off Maduro's funding.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Colombian officials say more than 60 Venezuelan soldiers defected Saturday. Venezuelan Army Major Hugo Parra announced his defection, telling VOA Noticias he recognizes opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of Venezuela. The United Nations says the armed conflict in Afghanistan last year killed more than 3,800 civilians, including 927 children. That's the highest number of civilian deaths recorded in the past 10 years. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan released a new report Sunday noting overall civilian casualties rose by 5% in 2018. It blamed a spike in suicide attacks by Islamic State's local affiliate. The report comes one day before the U.S. is due to resume peace negotiations with the Taliban in Qatar to promote a political settlement to the conflict in Afghanistan. Look for the latest on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The vote counting began Saturday in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Just hours before the polls opened, explosions were heard in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. After initially denying an attack, Nigerian security forces confirmed that Boko Haram insurgents tried to infiltrate the capital by launching artillery fire. President Muhammadu Buhari and his primary opponent, businessman Atiku Abubakar, both said as they cast ballots, they were confident of victory. Elections observers said preliminary results are expected by early next week. Voters in Senegal are going to the polls Sunday for a presidential election, but rights groups have been critical of President Macky Sall after well-known political rivals were barred from running. A candidate must win more than 50% to be declared Senegal's president. If no one wins an outright majority, the top two contenders will face off in a runoff vote in March. Election results are expected by Friday. A Somali federal parliamentary lawmaker was fatally shot Saturday in Mogadishu, security officials said. Witnesses say al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Bokore as he was visiting his home under construction. A statement from the terror group's official mouthpiece claimed responsibility. Bokore was the oldest member of the current Somali parliament and was known as a peacemaker and negotiator. Republicans in the Virginia House of Delegates announced plans for a public hearing on sexual assault accusations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Virginia House Courts of Justice Committee will invite Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Watson, both of whom accused Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, to a hearing at an unspecified future date. Republican Delegate Rob Bell, who chairs the committee, says Fairfax, who's a Democrat, will also be given a chance to testify. Democrats in the Virginia House opposed the public hearing on grounds they don't want to impede possible criminal investigations. Watson accuses Fairfax of raping her 19 years ago when they were students at Duke University. Tyson says Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex in a Boston hotel room in 2004. Fairfax denies both accusations. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pope Francis closed out his sex abuse prevention summit Sunday by vowing to confront abusers with the wrath of God, end the cover-ups by their superiors, and prioritize the victims. He delivered his remarks at the end of Mass before 190 Catholic bishops and religious superiors. Pope Francis summoned the bishops from around the world to the four-day meeting to impress upon them that clergy sex abuse and cover-ups aren't just a problem in some countries, but a global problem that threatens the very mission of the Catholic Church. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.